This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended his warmest greetings to the people of the state on the festive occasion of Bohag Bihu. On behalf of the people of the state, the governor extended best wishes to the people in Assam. He expressed his hope that the celebration would strengthen the bonds of friendship, foster harmony and bring progress to all. May this festivity of Bihu usher in peace and prosperity and happiness for all, the governor wished in his message. In the meantime, the governor also extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of the state, especially the Nishi community, on the auspicious occasion of the Longte festival. In his message, the governor said that Longte is a celebration of well-being, prosperity and harmony deeply rooted in the rich traditions of Nishi community. May this sacred festival strengthen the bonds of unity, preserve our age-old traditions and bring prosperity, happiness and harmony to all, the governor wished in his message. Commemorating the National Fire Service Day, a new fire station building was inaugurated at Nahalagan today. Home Minister Mama Natung and the Department of Indigenous Affairs inaugurated the new building. Speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Mama Natung appealed to the public to take ownership of the public property. He also lauded the police and health department for working judiciously. Additionally, 8 fire tenders along with 10 motorcycles were flagged off by the Department of Fire and Emergency. Speaking to Doordarshan, SP Fire and Emergency Service, John Pada informed that 8 new fire tenders have been dispatched to various fire stations across the state and 10 motorcycles have been sent to respective fire stations in various districts. He added that a total of 24 fire stations is functional across the state. The BJP Arunachal Pradesh observed the 134th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar at the state BJP office in Itanagar today. Minister of Education P.D. Sona, who attended the program as chief guest, emphasized that Dr. Ambedkar's principles and values remain deeply relevant even today as they continue to guide the nation's journey toward inclusive development and social harmony. State BJP President Kaling Moyung, in his presidential address, elaborated on the objectives and significance of the Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar Samman Abhiyan 2025. He shared that the campaign is being organized from April 14 to April 25 across all 28 districts, 78 mandals and at the booth level throughout the state. On the basis of credible intelligence received yesterday regarding suspected drug peddlers operating in and around the lower Burum area, the Papu Hill Police, led by Inspector Torum Mai, have successfully apprehended 2 suspects in the Lehi area under Nijuli jurisdiction. Upon conducting a personal search, the police recovered and seized 8 vials of suspected heroin weighing approximately 10.59 grams from their possession. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Papu Hills Police Station under the NDPS Act. Further investigation is underway. In the meantime, Superintendent of Police Nahalagan Mihin Gambo has lauded the timely and effective action of Papu Hills Police Team. He reiterated that Operation Dawn 2.0 will continue to target drug networks and offenders with zero tolerance. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over Tawang, West Kameng, East Kameng, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Upper Subansiri, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjo and Namsai district of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. The Theravada Buddhist community ushered in the new year with vibrant Sankhen celebrations at Vivek Bihar Itanagar today. The 3-day festival, deeply rooted in tradition and spirituality, witnessed enthusiasm participation from devotees and well-wishers. A highlight of the celebration was the ceremonial pouring of water on one another, a symbolic act of representing purification, goodwill and the washing away of past misdeeds. The Department of Political Science, Rajiv Gandhi University, organized an online talk on the theme Ambedkar's World, The Pursuit of Justice Through Struggle, Identity and Empowerment on the eve of Ambedkar Jayanti today. While addressing the gathering, Professor Nani Bhat highlighted Ambedkar's contributions towards the protection of tribal rights, especially in the context of Northeast India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.